Genesis 37:4 says, "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." In our previous devotional, we saw that the love of Jacob, now called Israel, for his son Joseph, pictured the love of the father for Jesus. And this is just the beginning. When it comes to the life of Joseph, some have found dozens of points in which we can see types or pictures of Jesus and learn about Jesus. We won't go into every one of these possible types, but we do want to highlight some of the clear pictures we're given of Jesus in the life of Joseph. And we want to remember that this is just one of many ways in which the Old Testament books and prophets prepared the nation of Israel to receive her Messiah, who was then rejected, just like Joseph, by his own brethren. We quoted John the Baptist and Jesus previously, but we ran out of time, so we begin by laying that same groundwork, only this time we'll quote the Father himself, who spoke when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. We're told in Luke 3:22, "And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." The Father in heaven spoke of Jesus as my beloved Son at his baptism, and again at his transfiguration account, found in Luke 9:35, where we're told, "And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him." Jesus is loved of his Father above all others, just like Joseph. And we should realize that those of us who are saved and in Christ, we are the recipients of that same love, because we have Christ in us and we have put on Christ. For that reason, the Father looks at us and sees Christ Jesus, his Son. And we are now the beneficiaries of the love of the Father toward his sons, which, according to John 1:13, were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But back to Joseph. He and Jesus also had another thing in common. They were both despised by their own brothers. We began by reading about Joseph. "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." And that's what happened to Jesus. We see in John 1:11, "He came into his own, and his own received him not." And the prophet Isaiah would also prophesy about this in the life of Jesus. But you can see how this matches the story of Joseph in Isaiah 53:3, which says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we," speaking as Israel, "we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not." Many Jews over the centuries have read Isaiah 53 and turned to Jesus as their Messiah because it so clearly describes his life and death as it's recounted then in the Gospels. And many others have either come to Christ or had their faith in and understanding of Christ increased by tracing these parallels between Joseph and Jesus. Again, looking back at Joseph, his brethren heard him tell of his dream. And in Genesis 37:8 it says, "And his brethren said unto him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words." Now listen to how the other children of Mary responded to Jesus, his own brothers. We're told his brethren therefore said unto him, and verse 4 ends, and then verse 5 says, "If thou do these things, show thyself to the world," for neither did his brethren believe in him. Whenever those closest to you reject you in your efforts to share the gospel, just remember Joseph and Jesus. As a matter of fact, we ought to expect that just like Joseph pictures Jesus and fulfills this picture of being rejected by his brethren, as we represent Jesus, we too can expect the same treatment. So be encouraged even as you experience rejection, and remember Matthew 10:24, "The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord."